Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That noise you hear in the background is the wheeling of seats in here, which is a regular occurrence every day here. Lance brings his own. Lance is so fancy, he brings his own chair in here. Okay, everybody else, Dell, you got a chair? Do you bring your own chair in from your office?
No, but I have a workable back. So
you have a? Oh yeah, you do have a back that works.
Yes, unlike him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's his back or his leg or his shoulder or.
It's a relax the back chair.
It's a relax the back chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's a special chair.
It is special.
Lumbar support. It's better than these little mini chairs.
I just,
where
you
know, have to sit.
I'm like just a man of the people. I just sit in regular chairs. I don't have to have a fancy.
That's why you could look like Kyler Murray.
Rubs your booty
there.
Chair while you work, okay? Massages the booty. No. Okay, we just have regular
Did
chairs.
Does that say LV on your chair?
It doesn't say LV.
Is that a Louis chair you have?
I do not have a. You're the one that brings in his own chair. I just, whatever me and Jeremy and Dell and
Joel,
he sits. No, Jeremy sits in this chair.
Oh, okay. I think,
yeah. Anyway.
Well, this is a 7-year-old chair.
Booker T. Me and Booker T sit in this chair.
This chair's falling apart. And it is an expensive chair, so it's just going to have to stay that way.
How's it falling apart? Well, you use it a lot.
I've had it for 7 years.
You're up here watching all
your
movies.
Yeah, I'm up here watching tape. And I mean, I do watch movies and shows after the show.
Yeah.
While I eat my lunch.
Right.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I know you do that.
I do that.
I know you do that. I go home and eat a sandwich and watch poker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a ritual. I think I've watched every World Poker Tour tournament ever.
That's a ritual.
It is a ritual. That's what I do. I mean, I've got the most interesting life.
There's not no yesterday question. For lunch. You didn't do that?
No, I watched. I did last night.
You went to the Astros.
While I was rolling the meatballs. Yeah.
Yeah. You went to the Astros yesterday.
I went to the Astros, and then I emceed the Touchdown Club private school dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how? That's like how many years in a row have you done that?
Oh, I've done that for 13 years now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I haven't done it every time, but I've done it for 13 years, yeah.
Man of the people.
Yeah.
Well, private right. school MC. You doing any for Scarborough High School?
I've done it.
You doing
done,
any
yeah.
for?
No, I've done it for the public schools too.
When?
I did it last year, as a matter of fact.
Well,
yeah.
Which
and I was the touchdowner of the. I was the award winner last
public
year.
School
don't know
or
if you heard? Okay.
Public school or Paralian?
Public school. Public school.
Did you do suburban school MCs?
No. It was the HISD.
Okay.
It was mostly HISD. It's the whole area. It's everybody in the whole
did
area.
Did it include Kincaid?
It did not include Kincaid. Last night included Kincaid.
Last night did include Kincaid.
I could tell you this. The private school dinner. How do I put this?
I don't know. How do you put it?
The moms.
You don't have to. I thought you were going to say something like.
I thought he was going to talk about the food.
The food, yeah. I thought they were
no,
going to say.
No, the food
private,
is the same.
I thought you were going to say public schools like Taco Tuesday.
He's like, I've got that square
food,
pizza.
Food is all the same.
I got that square brick of pizza that they served to the kids at the dinner. You talk about moms.
As you can imagine, the moms are. It their moms are.
They're different, right? Just say they're different.
It just hits different. That's all. Mm-hmm. Big ups once again.
Touchdown Club?
Or to the moms. What do we?
Which one are we big up?
Everybody. To everybody.
Okay. I love Lance.
Big upping Justin Verlander?
He was fine yesterday.
He was all right. He was popping, man. He
hit 95.9.
Yeah.
He was on popping. His fastest
I'm
going
to tell you this. We were close, and it was he popped more than anybody else did, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his fastball was going.
He hit over 95.
Major leaguers don't care about 95, 96, 98. No. They don't care. They spit on that.
But it's important because it helps set up other pitches.
Yeah.
Because your changeup, you want to get that 10-mile-an-hour variance on your fastball changeup. So.
Yeah, he didn't have it yesterday. He got hit. He got knocked around pretty good.
He locked in the last couple of innings. He did a much better job.
Yeah, but his hard hit balls early on were pretty hard hit. Even outs, they were hard hit.
That was totally what I expected. Frankly, he gave up fewer runs than I expected. I figured it'd be at least 3 runs. It went about like the way I expected it. He's only been in the minor leagues. It's been a while since he's pitched on a major league level. Everything pointed to him, you know, getting hit a little bit, and he did, but he gave them a chance to win. Justin Verlander gave them a chance to win.
Yeah, yeah.
You're sitting there 2-1 when he comes out of the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You couldn't score runs.
Okay, the biggest story yesterday in my timeline is that Joey Votto retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you famously had a dream that he tried to get with your wife.
Well, that he was.
And, so that's why everyone associates.
Everybody associates, and he didn't.
I'm associated with Rhett Miller from the old 97s, and you're associated with Joey Votto.
Cajun Tiger, he didn't thank Wendy for everything yesterday, okay?
Mm.
My wife, he did not thank her.
Wow.
Just so. Now that he's got more time on his hand. I did think about this, that he's got more time on his hand. I think he's moving to California. No, he's not. Joey Votto's not moving to California.
See, that's the thing now. He wouldn't move to Texas, but he might move to California. Although, I talked to somebody yesterday. Tell me if this is true. She's friends with somebody who just took over for Stevie Wonder's radio station. I guess he's got a radio station in California. And she wants, and this the lady I talked to works at a radio station. She's a sales rep. And she said that, you know, her friend who took over wants her to move down and work there. She's like, girl, you are going to have to pay me a lot more for me to move down there. But she went down there to help her friend move in. And I said, what was the housing like? She goes, oh, there's a lot of houses for sale. She said, it's real. People from California are moving out. She said, we looked in Malibu for her. We looked in all that. She goes, there's a lot of houses for sale. And
they're still really expensive.
So out of curiosity, I went to Zillow to check. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, $600,000 would get you something in near the Compton area and Torrance and then north of it was unbelievable how expensive the houses still are.
Yeah. No, it's anywhere. Yeah, it's expensive. It's expensive. But but Joey Votto is not moving there, just so everybody knows.
We don't know.
Okay, we can stop this. that would be nice. Maybe Gilbert will teach Joey Votto how to give Wendy a ride on his bike.
It's not funny. Gilbert's in a home.
Yeah. Okay. Very funny, Jason. Very funny. Oh, I hope you're proud of yourself making fun of Gilbert, who's in a home and not feeling great about everything. I hope you feel good about yourself, Jason.
How was the atmosphere at the game?
The atmosphere at the game was good. It's actually, Wednesday afternoon is a good crowd.
It's school.
And it wasn't, there were some Boston fans there, but not, you could barely hear it when
not
Boston
like
did something.
There used to be way more.
Way more. Way more.
So you take out the school. This is a businessman special.
It was. It really was. And it was a nice crowd. 31,000 for a Wednesday afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
See, here it is. The fourth inning is where I thought Justin really started locking in. Started figuring out I'm so tired of
Jaren Duran.
Golly, am I tired of
him. My God. That dude is a pain in the ass. I mean,
man, is he a good player.
He is really good.
He's got some Johnny Damon in him.
I texted my buddy from Boston, my college roommate. I said, man, this guy is he's a problem.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's really good. And you know who else was a problem yesterday? It was their shortstop, Rafaela.
Yeah, good.
Holy crap, did he make some plays.
Yeah.
He has got a rifle. He threw out Myers from deep short by two steps.
And Jake can run.
And Jake can go. Jake can go. And he threw him out by two steps. It was incredible. He's a good player. And he hurt us offensively too. But Jaren Duran, I am glad to have him out of the picture for the rest of the season. Holy crap. Now you said Jimmy Rollins had something to say about our team, though.
He did. He was, I think it's Bleacher Report's show Walk Off, I think it's what it is, and he was simply asked about the Astros turnaround, and I'll have it here for you shortly. It's just a simple question from his co-host and Jimmy Rollins.
Okay.
He'll tell you about what he thinks of the Astros.
Do you think the Astros are back? And in that sense, like back as in World Series contenders?
No. I think they're hot right now. Bregman has had a heck of a turnaround. They're playing good baseball, but in a bad division. So with that said, I say no.
They're playing good baseball, but in a bad division. Okay. And who did they beat in their division lately?
That's kind of a weird thing to say.
They've been beating up everybody. I mean, they swept the Orioles here. What are you talking about?
They went
to Boston and swept them.
The only thing he could even mean is they wouldn't be in first place if they were someplace else.
So what? That's the only
thing.
First place.
That's the only thing I could take from what he said.
They're in the playoffs with this unbelievable lineup. Then what? What, Jimmy?
Well, I mean, the validation, I guess, for Rollins is what happened the last 3 days. I don't know.
What happened the last 3 days?
They lost to a Boston team.
Yeah, they lost 2 out of 3. Oh well, after an eight wins in a row on the road. Okay, all right, Jimmy.
I have my doubts about the Astros. They're definitely not the favorites to win this off. No, to Vegas. They're like fifth right now.
So,
but
Vegas doesn't know everything. Did they have the Diamondbacks?
Did Vegas have
the Diamondbacks in the World Series last year? No.
Don't you always say those big buildings and pools are due to Vegas knowing things?
Yes, he switched.
Don't you always say that?
No. But that's the stupid.
We'll see if he keeps the same energy
with the Astros. Hold on. The Astros aren't the favorite because the bettors aren't on them. This is exactly the point. When the bettors are on somebody, guess what? Go against them.
I don't know that.
That's exactly the
point. Look, I have my doubts, too, about the Astros being a World Series team. That's different to me, though, than saying can they compete for a World Series. You almost have to say they can. They've played good baseball for a sustained amount of time. They have Fromber and Hunter Brown right now, who are two of the best pitchers in the American League. And then, you know, Justin Verlander just came back. You've got I'm not big on Arrigetti and Ronel Blanco. They've really gone way past their innings marks, so I have some doubts about them. But you're doing this without Kyle Tucker. But that's my other problem is Kyle Tucker I don't know if he shows any signs of coming back. They're not saying anything like he won't be back. And I know people can say, I saw him in the outfield the other day, Lance. That's great. I need a timetable.
Mm-hmm.
When are we getting a timetable on Kyle Tucker? Because if you don't have Kyle Tucker back, I just don't think you can sustain against the best pitchers you're going to see. And you're going to see really good pitchers in the postseason.
Dana Brown said yesterday that the hope is first week of September. I don't know if that's a real timetable, but the hope for them is first week of September for
Kyle Tucker. When people thought he was maybe going to play in the series at Boston.
I can't just trust the Astros. Their guesses.
I know.
You can't trust them.
No. You actually can't.
Mm-mm.
You actually can't because several times they've not been. They've had comments on Luis Garcia. They had comments. I don't know if they ever even dared to comment on Lance McCullers coming back.
No one can.
But I know Garcia was somebody they talked about. And yeah, I don't. So early September is what we're getting here.
Yeah.
First week. That was what he said.
Yeah,
how was that? Well, it's a timeline, so that's what I asked for, and that's what I got.
Yeah, you got your timeline. How's that? That's pretty good. Exactly what you were looking for, mm-hmm. Your timeline. Yeah. I don't know how accurate that is, but, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm hoping it's accurate.
713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. 12 weeks is a long time out.
12 weeks is a long time out. How about, listen, I'm starting to see some stuff, Dale. You posted some stuff here that's just ridiculous.
What did I post?
First of all, this Jimmy Rollins thing, that's ridiculous.
I'm just giving you a dissenting opinion, that's all.
Yeah, that Diggs is going to be as a fantasy football bust. What kind of stupidity is this?
Talk to Yahoo. I don't know.
What do people not have anything to do? They just write stupid stuff.
Here comes
now?
Fantasy John again. Can you not do this time?
Okay. Stephon Diggs is going to be a fantasy bust?
According to one man's opinion.
Are you an idiot?
I'm sure he has some numbers to back it up.
All credibility.
Did you even read what he said?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
What he said.
What did he say?
He says right here, Stephon Diggs, just how many passes are available in Houston to support three top 25 ADP wide receivers? Overvalued is a fair label for the 31-year-old veteran. That's stupid.
Well, I think that's fair.
That's not.
I think that's a question everyone has. Is how do you eat as a fantasy football player when you have three people who have to? Now, the phrase you used initially, you said overvalued. I'm okay with the other one, a bust, or what was it?
The headline was Diggs a fantasy football bust.
Yeah, that's not fair. That's a misleading headline.
But he didn't call him a
Beware
bust as a
potential
player.
Potential fantasy football bust, starting with Texans wide receiver Stephon.
Yeah, that's a mislabel.
Because
he's not going to be a bust. He's going to have points.
Okay, let's look at, you have a trio in San Francisco, right? You got Ayuk, you've got Debo, and you got Kittle. Those are three relatively highly rated fantasy football guys. And you know
and
what? There was
Christian
plenty to
McCaffrey.
Eat for everybody. And McCaffrey, number one overall. I mean, goodness gracious. And you got there's plenty of footballs to go around. Everybody can eat. Everybody did eat last year.
Debo had, how many games did he play? 15 games. Debo had 69 catches for 892 yards and 7 touchdowns. It wasn't a monster.
No, it wasn't a monster.
Like, that would be considered a disappointing season for Stephon Diggs.
No, absolutely, but he's not Debo. That's the third option there.
And he had 200. Now, he did have 5 rushing touchdowns, but they played.
Yeah, how many fantasy points did he have? Where was he drafted? He actually had probably a regular year last year.
No, it was third, down, a little down, but
what
he hasn't had 1,000
yards. What was Debo, a third
receiving.
Rounder last year?
Yeah, probably about that. Yeah, I would think so.
I would think that his fantasy points were somewhere near where they should
be. What do you think Brandon Ayuk had last year?
Brandon Ayuk had 75 catches for 800 some yards.
1342
yards.
Yeah, big year. That's why he wants more money.
That's right. And of course, and apparently Pittsburgh now out, according to reports that they couldn't come to terms on the trade. So Brandon Ayuk sitting there, CeeDee Lamb sitting there.
Yeah, you know they. Here's the thing: you had 7 touchdowns for. 7 receiving touchdowns for. So let me work through this. So you have 7. So from a yardage standpoint, 1,020 for Kittle, and then you had 1,300, and then you had high 800.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Apiece.
You know, you think, well, that's not. I don't want Diggs to have 800 yards receiving.
Well, and how many McCaffrey have too?
But here's the difference: you have 6 receiving touchdowns for Kittle, 7 for Ayuk, and 7 for Debo. So the receiving touchdowns are a little disappointing, but you're going to have more with C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud.
You're not going to have McCaffrey.
They're not going to have McCaffrey chomping that stuff up. So you're going to have more touchdown production with the Texans. I think you're going to have more target production with the Texans as well. So I don't think – could he be overvalued? He might, but he also might turn into the primary receiver.
Yeah.
Like, it's a hard – no one's busting with the Texans. That's a bad title. If you want to say somebody's overvalued – maybe somebody can
that's
be.
That's exactly what I said.
Well, the title's bad, but I don't disagree with this.
People didn't have anything to do yesterday. Write stupid stuff.
No. Yeah, I don't disagree with the sentiment that maybe he could be overvalued. Like, if he caught 900 yards and 7 touchdowns, that's not going to be the equivalent of where he gets drafted more than likely.
No. All right, let's break it here. We can talk about that and more on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now,
it's a fantasy show today.
It basically is. I mean, I don't know why we would do anything else other than fantasy the whole show. How about Hogue Landscape Services? Hogue, H-O-G-U-E, Landscape Services. You want a putting green in your backyard, Dad? Yeah, of course you do. You know what? It's actually pretty. It's actually affordable for you to do this. How about a pickleball court? Is that, are you joining the craze that is pickleball court? You know, I talk about basketball goals all the time. How about the basketball court that you would want back there? It can't be. I mean, they can't do it any better than the way that they do it at Hoag Landscape Services. Pickleball courts, bocce ball, basketball, putting green, outdoor kitchen, pool. A fire pit, whatever it is, you have yourself a man cave. I hate the word man. I hate that man cave crap. But you can have that out there as well with multiple TVs and comfort. They just do it better at Hoag Landscape Services. They just do. Hoag, HOGUELS.com. You're looking for a great way to make that backyard like it's a destination spot for you every weekend watching your games or outdoor cooking or swimming or playing, whatever it is. HoagLandscapeService.com. HoagLS.com. HoagLS.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Just as
look at this, John Dasput's new baseball.
He's
for Dasput. University of Texas.
Yeah, there he is, right there. Yeah. There's John Dasput, right in front of all of them. right as we were going, and never mind. Never mind.
I was mad at myself for something to happen with the stock market. I'm a chicken. Like, I am.
Well, you didn't say
truly,
that word.
No.
And you, little did you know that you were supposed to be talking on the microphone.
Yeah, thank God somebody didn't push the button.
Because if it was me, Dell would have pushed the button, yeah. And I would have said. Of course, I wouldn't have said that about myself, I don't think, what you said.
I said something bad about myself because nobody gets more nervous around stock. It just. Don't touch anything. Just put it in there. Don't touch it.
Why do you just leave it?
Just touch it. Just don't.
Don't look at that stuff.
Let me get out. And make a profit. Better get out now. And then it's a lock. It's on my kids right now. On my kids. This is very serious for me to say this. If I sell any amount of a stock,
right then.
You should.
You should tell me when you're selling.
It's going to immediately go up. No, because then I'm going to know in real life that somebody has profited off my stupidity. If I buy something, it's for sure going to go down immediately. And then I have to just wait for it to go back up. If I sell any part of any of my positions, 100% it will go up that day, and it will be it'll boom. And then I'll have to go, I got to get back in. I get back in. Go back down.
For sure.
It happens 100% of the time.
100.
It's not even like, it's probably happened 50% of the time. 100% of the time it happens for me. That's why I couldn't win big at a blackjack table.
Because
I shuffle. Better get up. I'm up 200. Okay. Other people like, nah.
I got to go sit in that chair. I gotta go sit in your chair as soon as you're done.
I got up one time. Me and Solis were at. I was doing. I wasn't doing anything. I was there to see SEC guy perform in Oregon.
Portland. Oh, nice.
And they were putting us up at a casino in outside of Portland on the way towards USC. We're gonna go see USC in Oregon. They gave us tickets for that, and so we're staying at this casino, and it's a tribal casino. It just gave me the blues. You had to get up and go get your own. Like, they didn't bring you drinks, but they give you a cup, and you could go get some Pepsi or Mountain Dew at a fountain. Like, cool. So anyway, I get a phone call. I'm playing three-card poker. I get a phone call, and I push, you know, exit or whatever, mm-hmm. Send a voicemail. It's a call again, and it was my wife. I can't remember who it was. I get a third call. I'm like, okay, this must be important. I try to answer it real quick. They say, sir, you have to get up and exit the table. So I stand up and just take one step back. The next, and this is on God, this is true story, 100% not made up. The next hand that was coming out of the chute that I mean, it was literally about to come out of the chute. So they pushed my chip back where I had my ante.
Right.
The guy right after, Solis is right here on my right. Then it's supposed to be me, and then it's supposed to be the other person. Or maybe it was working the other way around, whatever it was. The person right after me, and they would have been my cards, got a freaking straight flush, 7, 8, 9 of spades.
And they give all three at once.
Yeah, they give all three at once. They look, oh, straight flush. And they won like $4,000. I mean, I literally stood up, and I was like, oh, my God.
It's like a you're John Favreau.
You don't get straight flushes. Yeah, exactly. You don't get straight flushes in three-card poker. And this got a straight flush. There were my cards. And I sat back down.
So
and I was
who was the call?
What do you mean?
Who was calling you?
I don't remember. Whoever it was, I was pissed. I don't remember who it was. It might have been actually Chad who was organizing the whole thing. I can't get mad at Chad. You know, Chad... Chad from Portland, the Portland radio show. It might have been him calling, I think.
Oh, my God.
I lost out on a straight flush on three-card poker. Could have stood up.
About four grand.
I lost out on $4,000. I can't be, like, I don't want to be the mush but I know that if I leave a blackjack table or if I leave a slot machine, it doesn't matter. It's going to hit. So then you just like, I can't leave because it's going to hit. So then you stay and you just keep losing, and it makes it more likely that when you get up that it's going to pay off. It's just, that's why I called myself the C word.
Oh, God, that's ugly. That is ugly.
It's okay.
As
I said it to myself. I can say it to myself.
Well, the kids are on their way to school. You know that now, right?
Mm.
As a matter of fact, there's a young man named Matt Mensing that's on his way to school. I met him last night at he and his mom or dad, who's ever driving him to school, listen every morning.
Okay.
Every morning. And so he came up yesterday. We took a picture. He's a quarterback for his school.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to be a famous kid. He'll be at the Touchdown Club deal in a few years. So I just wanted a shout out to young Matt Mensing. But play well this year, son.
My son's vice principal, Mr. Garner, listens to the show.
He does?
Yeah, he told Mason that Mason's had him in a class. He told Mason yesterday that he started listening. He locked in when I was talking about hip-hop. He goes, I realized me and your dad had, like, the same taste in music and growing up and all that. So he goes, I've been listening ever since. That's why he knew all about when Snacks came to that school and got in trouble. He knew he already knew.
Did he call him Snacks the first time he saw him?
No. Sebastian, they call him Seabass at school. He doesn't like people to know Snacks' name. He may want my wife go private on Instagram because people found out, like, his friends were going through our tweets and Instagram pictures, so they were finding videos of him or pictures of him and sending it to him, like messing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't like that. He goes, I need you to go private. All my friends are going through your Instagrams and going through old pictures of me, and then they're doctoring them.
That's ugly what they're doing. That's ugly. But the kids can do anything nowadays. They don't even need him.
No.
They can do whatever they want these days.
Well, they just make an AI.
AI.
If they don't like you, you just make an AI and try to get you arrested.
That's it. And you almost got it with Yao Ming. You almost got arrested.
That wasn't AI. It's just good old-fashioned Photoshopping.
Editing. Good editing.
Luckily, Hearst newspapers at the time were able to see, like, oh, yeah, because that's so on brand for Lance. You make a comment about Yao Ming, and I drop a racial slur on you in the comments in my blog in the Chronicle. Nice. But they said, well, we got to check it out, make sure. And they said, no, it's been deleted, but we captured it. No, wasn't captured. And then Hearst had to go, their forensics team had to go through and look like, yeah, this was Photoshopped. Yeah, you don't say.
You really?
And now you're not going to be able to tell on these AI. The AI is getting fat. It's getting better by the second. I saw an entire group of commercials that have been done only with AI. None of them were real people. And you've seen some of these commercials. It's like, holy crap.
We don't need Eric Layden anymore.
So why? Oh, no, those guys are terrified. When are we going to AI an umpire and just use, you know, my whole thing has been holograms.
Hologram.
Like, I want to do a hologram because it'd be fun to do a hologram of, you know, maybe dead people, but maybe famous people.
Well, J-Lo behind home plate.
Yeah. And J-Lo from If You Want My Love, If You Have My Love or whatever, in that little white outfit that she had.
Wow.
I'm being specific, but I know exactly what I'm talking about. We'll put that her in that. It's a crop top with white like sweats. And then she's back there calling balls and strikes.
I liked Selena J-Lo.
Selena Gomez?
No.
When she played Selena.
Yeah.
She looked a lot like Selena.
She did look
That's early J-Lo.
Yeah, that was early
J-Lo. I think that's the first time I knew who J-Lo was. Yeah,
she had...
She's getting divorced.
She's on the market again for anyone interested.
Yeah, she and Ben. I can't believe it didn't last.
Yeah, we all can.
2 years.
Every video we saw of him, he's like,
oh God.
He's upset. He's
I don't know. He went from Jennifer Garner to Ana de Armas to J-Lo. All didn't work out.
He's got a good. He's on a roll.
Well,
it's on a pretty good roll.
He
right
keeps
there.
Losing.
Huh?
He keeps losing.
Does he?
Well, I don't.
Wait a minute. So he went from Jennifer Garner to Ana de Armas. Is that a loss?
Well, I'm assuming.
Wait a minute. He went from Ana de Armas to J-Lo.
The man was married to Jennifer Garner with kids. So I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, these are multiple.
But he also had the nanny then.
These are multiple divorces.
It feels like a loss. You're breaking up your family. It feels like a loss.
I don't know if a divorce is ever a win. Well, I mean, it can be if you're out of a. But you're saying it's a win because of the girls he's going to.
Look at your next game.
Is it a win for them?
Probably
not. Apparently not.
Apparently, Ben's a miserable person to be around.
Yeah.
He always looks miserable.
You know, it's a lot of fun. It's the University of Houston football game. Cougars taking on the UNLV Rebels Saturday, August 31st. The football season is here, brother. Not this weekend, but the Rebels are playing.
We got a top. Well, football begins Saturday,
this weekend, but not for the Cougars.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's the August 31st, 6 p.m. It's the home opener and a new era of Houston Cougar football. Willie Fritz. First game is Cougars head coach. A night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments. Tickets start at just $15. Let's fill it up, people. Let's go. Let's get on out there and let's enjoy Cougar football. See what Donovan Smith and the rest of the Cougs have to offer. 713-GO-COUGS. Get your tickets now. Come early. Be loud. Wear red. Let's go. Let's fill it up. It's a new era of University of Houston football. Willie Fritz at the helm. And they take on the UNLV Rebels in Big 12 play coming up here. The Cougs in the Big 12. Of course, this isn't Big 12 play, but they are going to be in Big 12 play. They got to start it off well next Saturday, August 31st at 6 p.m. 713-GO-COUGS, 713-GO-COUGS or UHCougars.com.
ESPN 97.5. This week on Sunday Night Baseball.
Jordan Alvarez has done it with a three-run blast in the bottom of the ninth.
While the Houston Astros sit high atop the AL West, the Baltimore Orioles are fighting for the top of the AL East. And they go head-to-head at Camden Yards this weekend.
The Oriole fans know it. A massive shot for Gunnar Henderson.
Game coverage begins Sunday at 5 on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
No, Dell. Man, I want to watch that too. It's a new, it's the Greg Maddux doc, and he and Barry Bonds both breaking down an at bat.
Yeah, I watched this. It first came out last week.
I can't watch it because of my speakers.
Yeah, you can't hear anything on your – but it's really – they take you through every pitch. Like Barry Bonds remembers the at-bat, Greg. Baseball players are like golfers who remember
a shot,
at-bats and shots. Yeah. They remember every shot from a hole.
Yeah.
But they talk about the way Barry ends up hitting a home run on Greg Maddux, and Greg threw him a – he throws him like a cutter in at 92 miles an hour, and he got Barry to foul it off. The next one he said – he said, my thought is I beat him there, so Barry's going to think I'm coming back in and doing that, so I'm going to go, I'm throwing a changeup, I'm going to slow it down. And Barry's like, you know, he's probably thinking right here that he's probably going to try to get me a change. He's going to change speeds. And Barry literally said, and Maddux is like, I threw a really good change, and he just spit on it. Didn't even think twice. Like, he had to know that was coming. And then he tried to go back inside on him, and And Barry said, you don't get invite. You got to have an invite to get into the VIP. You didn't have an invite to come in here. Because Greg Maddux talked about, I learned with this at bat, and I learned later you can't throw this pitch to him. And so, but Greg Maddux's nickname is the Professor. I want to watch this doc. It's on MLB TV. And I think there's multiple hitters they're going to go through and talk about Greg Maddux. Yesterday on the broadcast, Jeff Blum talked about that he got to play with Greg Maddux in San Diego for a couple of years, and that it was fascinating talking to Greg Maddux and just going through his thought process. He said it was absolutely amazing. And even Todd Cowell said, look, we're not in the habit of talking about programming on other networks and other stations. He said, but this one is going to be must see. And they were talking about it on the broadcast, how they couldn't wait to see the documentary. And
where is it at?
I think it's on Friday on MLB Network.
MLB Network? Cool.
Yeah, when they're going to release it. So do you know about Greg, that Greg Maddux is actually disgusting? Have you heard the stories?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah. Oh, he does. It totally is not in line with the whole Professor thing.
Yeah, right.
Greg Maddux supposedly, like, yeah, he'll come in and pee in a hot tub while you're in it. And, like, he supposedly is disgusting.
That's great. I love that.
It ruined it because I loved Greg Maddux when I was younger. Just love
you
that
poop
cerebral.
in a popcorn box.
Yeah, but not on purpose.
So what do you mean not on purpose? Sat down and pooped in a popcorn box.
I had 9 Cuba Libres and a mind eraser.
You don't know how many drinks Greg Maddux has every day?
No.
You don't know?
He just did that after
just walking in.
He just did that after working his, after doing one of his, throwing long toss.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. He might have had some drink. You don't know what kind of cocktails he
had.
As many as I had.
Anyway.
So you can't ever call anyone disgusting.
Ort.
Stop with the Ort. Okay. King was in there yesterday. That was just not a good series. I'm sick of Jaren Duran, if you want to know the truth. I'm glad he's out of town. I'm glad that the Astros are in Baltimore now because they're better on the road. Let's go. They're back to being much better on the road than they are at home.
Mm-hmm.
So my buddy, who's a huge Astros fan, we went to the game yesterday. He's going to be happy if they go 3-4 on this road trip. I'm not going to be happy with 3-4. I'm not happy with 4-3. If you want to know the truth, got 4 in Baltimore.
He said
three
he's going to be happy with 3-4.
Take 3-4. You'll take it right now.
Well, not after you just went 1-2.
No. Well, I mean, it's not. Well,
so you're going to have a losing.
That has nothing to do with the 7 games you got coming up on the road.
Are you going to
have
got
Baltimore and Philadelphia?
What's a stretch of losing baseball?
It is a stretch, but what? You have stretches of losing
Seattle baseball.
Yeah,
it's only Seattle.
It's only Seattle. Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's going to be he's okay with this. I'm not okay with that. I'm just not okay with losing 4 out of 7 on this trip. I'm not, and we're better than that. We're much better than that. We're a better baseball. Now, this lineup thing is really starting to – no Jose Altuve. Is Jose Altuve all right? Did somebody announce that he was hospitalized?
No, but it doesn't matter. The Astros probably thinks he's A-OK, and he might be in intensive care the way they treat injuries.
Yeah, that's
you never
true.
Know.
That is true. But, you know, it's the 7th inning, and there's 2nd and 3rd and 1 out, and – Trey Cabbage is at the plate.
It's an off day.
What is supposed to Jose? I'm not hoping. I'm just Jose Altuve has got to be incapacitated. There is zero chance.
Yeah, Yiner at first. You did not have your gold glove. You had Yiner at first yesterday. You had Dubon at second. You had
he's okay.
Yeah, you had Jeremy at short.
Yeah,
you had
DeCenzo. Oh, well,
no,
you had Whitcomb
at third.
Whitcomb.
It was a little different. It was a little different.
Well, because Bregman not playing third base.
Yeah, but Bregman did DH. He hit a home run.
Right.
Man, that was a laser.
And apparently, we haven't discussed it. He made his return yesterday, but he may be filling in DH at DH quite a bit because the elbow isn't going to get better this year. It's going to be something he's dealing with the rest of the way until surgery after the season.
Boy, he really sleeps hard.
Well, you know what that means? It means we're going to see more.
He's getting a workout while he's sleeping.
Was that yesterday or day before Yordan misplayed the ball off the?
Yesterday.
That was yesterday. Yes, yeah. Sir. I don't love Yordan out there. So what we're probably – Yordan's going to have to play more left, and Diaz is going to have to play more
What about first. Putting Bregman at first where he doesn't have to throw? Let's do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't think he could handle it?
He could handle it.
That guy's a vacuum.
He's a
he actually could. He's not tall.
I'm sure he played some second base when he was a kid. He's shorter. He played short in college. He played third.
No,
he can play first.
He could do it. He's not a big target, but how many throws are going to be up that he has to worry about? You're right. He could just step over there and play first.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason he couldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's some technique stuff that you have to work on, but Alex Bregman?
Alex Bregman
yeah,
is,
you could,
no.
You could throw him.
He's
over.
A baseball player.
But if you did that, John, then I guess you could go Yordan DH, and then you got Yainer Diaz catching. But don't look now. Caratini is sniffing around the 300 mark. We almost have two catchers hitting around 300. He was 288 yesterday.
He hit the ball hard, but he had an over yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's down to 280. But Caratini is actually – hey, have you checked out Jake lately? Have you seen Jake's numbers lately?
They ain't great.
No, Jake and Chaz, holy crap. It is so bad. Jake Myers is down to 220. He's in the 600s OPS. It's bad. It's really, really bad. This month, he has 13 hits in 63 at-bats. He's hitting 206. He's got a 573 OPS this month. And he plays every day. It's the 22nd. He plays every day. He's got 63 at-bats. He's 206. His OPS right now is 680. It's bad. He's really bad. This is something that, and he puts him in there. He had him clean up this week. He had him in cleanup.
He was in the four hole.
Yes. What the shnikes is going on here?
Okay, relax. Relax in there.
I mean, honestly, and he bats him six yesterday. Jake is an eight hole hitter at best. At best.
Well, I mean, you're missing. Yeah, well, he could have put him somewhere else, but you had a couple more pokes for Yainer Diaz. Yainer Diaz now has played in the last 2 months. His OPS is up over 9. It's like 915 in his last 2 months. This isn't a small sample size. His OPS since the beginning of the season, starting June 21st, it was 913 headed into this at-bat right here where he popped it. A little blooper for the base hit.
He also had a dribbler to third for a base hit yesterday.
Well, because of his speed, though. His first two hits were not rockets.
No.
One was a slow roller to the third baseman, couldn't throw him out because he's too fast. But that was because of his speed. There's a lot of players who would have gotten thrown out, and then that one was just reaching and blooping one for a hit. But that's the difference. They all count.
Did you read Bregman's quotes, or did you just throw that he sleeps weird out there or hard out there? Because he said, honestly, I haven't really felt it doing either. He's talking about running. I mean, he's talking about throwing or hitting. It's more so if I put my arm in a weird position or sleep weird or something like that. That's when his arm starts to swell up.
The report when he first got hurt was that he slept wrong on it.
Well, apparently the only time it actually hurts is when he sleeps weird.
Yeah.
I'm
telling you, he sleeps hard.
I sleep like this with my arm up.
Dude goes after it.
Dude goes after it while he sleeps.
Apparently. Did you see it? Well, when Sydney Sweeney was attacking you guys with her body, or assaulting you, excuse me, with her body, every time someone has an elbow, they would post the Sydney Sweeney picture.
Who is that? Tyler Glass now.
Yeah, he's out because he saw the Sydney Sweeney thirst trap.
Did you notice that his injury happened right after the Sydney Sweeney drop?
Well, okay, so I want to apologize to Jake, Jake Myers. He's got a 573 OPS this month, but it was 541 last month. It was 632 before.
You're giving him the benefit of the doubt. Early season.
Okay, early season, 924 OPS in May. Since then, 632, 541, 573. He's in the lineup every day. He hits fourth, fifth, sixth. What in the – he's been awful. He's been terrible.
He's not a normal four-hole hitter.
You think?
Happened once.
Quit acting like that.
I want to apologize that I thought, he's just having a bad run this month. No, this is a three-month run. This is a 3-month bad run that we're having right now with Jake. Oh, my goodness. Let's get him out there every day. Of course, who's he going to put out there if you want to know the truth? What are you going to do?
They're moving Cabbage, optioning him up and down.
Cabbage, yo-yo Cabbage.
Seth Martinez, they sit down, but maybe he didn't even make it to his car. Because, wait a minute. Who's on paternity leave and Seth Martinez had to wound up pitching yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, after being...
Well, I thought Seth Martinez was on maternity leave.
He was optioned for Verlander to make room and then immediately didn't even...
Where'd he disappear to?
Well...
I was like, oh my God, a Seth Martinez sighting.
Did you like seeing him yesterday?
Yeah, I don't mind Seth Martinez. I actually think I have more faith in Seth than I do with...
Ort?
Well, gosh, we're in a bad way right now.
Hey, we are a couple injuries. Look, we're one arm injury away from Montero coming back.
Oh my God, stop saying that. How about Underdog?
He took his assignment.
Wart's gone.
Talk Underdog Fantasy is what.
Yeah, Underdog Fantasy. Let's shift over to the football season, which is right around the corner. Now you can start drafting your season long fantasy. It's a best ball feature, so Underdog Fantasy allows you to draft your entire season, and it's cool because you can find different players that, you know, you think are a little more, you wouldn't usually take where you take them, but in fantasy football, it's best ball. So whoever scores the most in that particular week is who you get at running back, at wide receiver, at all the different positions. That's available right now. Daily fantasy is going to be available for football once the football season starts. But, you know, the one that's really got everyone excited is the Pick'em Challenge, because in Pick'em, you get to pick between 2 and 5 players. And you look at all the stats that they have that are offered up, and whatever the number is, you can say, oh, no, it's going to be higher than that, or no, it's going to be lower than that. If you pick the right amount for example, all 5 players, if you are using the scorchers they have, which are the little red peppers that are by them, they're a little bit harder to win. But if you win them, you can win up to 325 times your original play. Up to $310 to $3,250? Are you kidding me? But yes, that's actually happening. It's the highest payout total that I have ever seen, and it's the highest Underdog has ever had, but it's available right now. Now, you can just make it small. You can just try to make it 2, and maybe that's your strategy, is just do 2 every day and try to win every day. But just know this. It's absolutely legal in the state of Texas, and we're talking about real money. Use your football knowledge to make real money and play along with the games you're watching. It makes it way more fun to do it that way. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They're going to give you a gimme first pick, and you're going to get a deposit offer as well. You must be 18 or older in present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So this Sunday, one of a kind debuts on MLB Network. It's at 7 o'clock our time.
It's Sunday, okay.
Sunday. Greg Maddux, nicknamed the Professor. Get this. This is Eddie Perez, who's behind the plate. Greg Maddux on the mound. Jeff Bagwell at the plate. This was in the dome. This was, must have been 97, 98, or 99, because we played them 3 straight years in the postseason, right? Lost to them all the time. Oh, no, in 98, we lost to San Diego. 97 and 99, we played the Braves and lost to them. So Maddux is on the mound, and let Eddie Perez, 8-0 game. The Braves are beating the Astros 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Eddie Perez explaining the situation.
We were regular season, and we were winning like 8-0. It was easy game in the 8th inning. And he told me, don't throw anything inside on Bagwell. Call everything outside. And I said, okay. I think it was somebody odd. And he wants to go inside. And I, okay, you know, it's your game. So I went inside, called inside, and Bagwell hit like a 1,000 miles.
Long, oh boy, Bagwell, way back.
And I was mad, and I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, they got a good team. We got a good team. We're going to play them in the playoff. He's going to wait for that pitch. 3 months later, we're in the playoff, bases loaded in the seventh. We threw 3 straight changes and struck him out.
That's it. How about that? Greg Maddux.
Walking to the dugout, he goes, hey. And I look at him and say, you remember? 2 months ago? And I said, no, I don't. He was looking for that pitch, the homer that he hit. And I was like, this guy. It's how smart he was.
How about that?
Yeah, he was brilliant. I mean, that's knowing how to pitch. You know, in today's era, it's how hard can you throw and how much spin can you generate. Greg Maddux.
Well, how about that, though, that he gave up a home run 3 months earlier.
To set something else up.
To set something up for the postseason. And so his ERA could have been even better if he didn't do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
He actually gave Bagwell a home run.
Or at least gave him a pitch that he knew he wanted.
He wanted.
Yeah.
If I'm Jeff Bagwell, don't tell that story.
Hey, I want
Eddie Perez, keep that to yourself.
No, I want to, and you couldn't see the video that we saw of the pitches that Jeff Bagwell struck out on. He flailed at a changeup that was low and away.
Biggio got sliders, and Bagwell got changeups.
People here don't need to see the videos. They're embedded.
Yeah, we know. We watched. We know what it looks like.
That's how smart Greg. That is unbelievable to me. That you're thinking 3 months ahead.
That's why he's the professor. The only guy I've seen like that is Tony Gwynn, and he's on the other side.
Yeah.
Tony Gwynn thinks like that as a hitter. You know, Tony Gwynn passed away, but yeah, I would love to have. I think they have done something before Gwynn and Maddux years ago, but it would have been amazing to have Tony Gwynn in on something like this where he and Greg could sit down and talk about approaches because Tony Gwynn would think like that too, where he'd talk about certain pitches that he would, you know, every once in a while. Tony Gwynn didn't. Supposedly Jose Cruz Sr. would look bad on a pitch on purpose because he wanted to see it again. Like he would take a swing at a pitch he knew wasn't a great pitch, but he knew he could hit.
Yeah.
And because he wanted to give the pitcher the confidence to throw it again because that's what he wanted to hit.
That's funny.
It is interesting to see if, you know, the games that are played, I'm sure Roger Clemens could tell us a lot of those stories too.
Oh, yeah.
As a pitcher, because he's a cerebral pitcher as well. John Smoltz.
If you're any batter, but particularly because Perez tells this story, Greg Maddux, and Jeff Bagwell was a great player. Greg Maddux had you so dialed in that I'm going to waste a pitch just to see how you're at, because I know what you think. I know who you are. And at any point, I can throw this pitch where I want to and strike you out,
right?
But I've played this mind game with you that you think you got me. You think you have something on me. But when it comes down to it, when it matters most, you've got no shot against me.
Yeah, I'm going to set you up. You know what? Do people do that? Do you know anyone who does that in cards, do you think? Where they intentionally kind of just – they'll let you have one so that you think a certain way, whether – You think that they're weak, or you think that they're
anytime you bluff, you're setting people up.
Yeah,
yeah. Even if it's unsuccessful, they don't know what you have now.
That's why you got to be careful, because when they show that they bluffed, they try to get you to tilt, but it's also a chance for you to jump in when they've actually got something too.
Yeah, right. Or the grind. I was watching a video with the grinder on it. Yes, Mike Mizrachi, and he bluffs all the time, so you never know what he has.
Right.
And so when he does have a hand, you're screwed. But a lot of times he hurts himself. Of course, he makes a lot of money at poker, so the way he plays, it's wild. It's crazy the way that he plays. But, you could set people up in poker, absolutely. I remember trying to do – never mind. It's a long, boring story, so I'm not going to do that.
He'll tell a golf story, but he won't tell a poker story. You're not committed to the game.
The man edited himself and said, it's a boring story. Don't force him to tell a boring story.
Basically, I knew every time we were down to a final table, and I knew every time that I just limped in that this guy behind me was coming over the top. He was going to raise. Didn't matter what he had. He was raising when I could. So when I had a really good hand, I just limped in.
Yeah.
And then he came over the top, and then I came over the top on him, and he goes, He got me. Time to talk about Dream Ray. Time to talk. Listen, this is Kent Jones' world, and we're just living in it. I love what Kent Jones does for people. I love what he does for his people. His people, and I'm, you know what? I wish I was one of them. I wish I knew Kent when I was buying my house. I wish I knew how to go about this thing, because I didn't. I just walked in and signed the paper. Oh, this mortgage company. They're doing it. Okay, that's great. No, you can pick your mortgage company. You can pick the guy that's going to work his ass off to get you the best mortgage you can, to get you thousands, to save you money at signing and throughout the life of the loan. When we're talking about thousands of dollars, that means something. It means something, especially if, I don't know how much your house is. Is it going to be? Is it going to be $300,000? Is it going to be $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $1 million? Man, When you're saving thousands and thousands of dollars, or you're getting the best interest rate that you can, when you're getting the best loan for you that you can, when you're getting FVA or what FHA or VA or Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, something that's perfect for you. You don't know him? He does. Been doing this for 29 years. So if you are somebody that's you're trying to buy a home, there's one place to go. See my man Kent over at Dream Rate Mortgage. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. Jake and Jones, NMLS number 356118, equal housing lender.
Loan and Rate Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.